This is News Talk.
Well, we heard there on the news about increases in cases of domestic violence being brought forward for prosecution. The Irish Times front page says that there's going to be a new agency set up to oversee the state's response to domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. This is under plans going to Cabinet later today. Apparently there was a report by TUSLA into the provision of accommodation for victims of domestic violence. Not surprisingly, it found gaps in geographical coverage for refuge spaces, which we saw, of course, on the RT Investigates recently as well. TUSLA saying there's not enough spaces to meet the needs of the population. So now another statutory agency is going to be set up to oversee how you deal with things like that and how you deal with sexual violence. And of course, when you talk about refuge spaces, I'm always conscious that while there are big gaps for the amount of refuges for women and children, there are no refuges in Ireland specifically for men, which is another big problem too. Now, the main story on the Irish Independent says that the state watchdog for competition is offering what the Indo calls crooked business people immunity from prosecution and reduced financial penalties if they're willing to snitch on other members of anti-competitive cartels. This is the very long-winded Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, or CCPC. They've laid out the process for obtaining leniency under new laws designed to stamp out illegal but hard to prove corporate behaviour like price fixing and bid rigging. And essentially, if you snitch, if they turn on each other, essentially, the CCPC will be able to roll up entire anti-competitive networks rather than just individuals. Interesting to see how that particular one plays out. The Irish Daily Mail goes with, they call it dreaded. I think most people would probably agree with that. The dreaded USC. Well, if you do hate it, unfortunately, it's here to stay, according to the Mail. The hated, so it's dreaded and hated, according to the Irish Daily Mail. The hated USC will not be abolished, despite the soaring cost of living, Micheál Martin has said. There will also be no cut to VAT on diesel and petrol, despite fuel prices surging to a record high and set to climb further in the coming weeks. Of course, so many people remember what they thought they heard back at the recession days was that the USC was a temporary measure, and now all these years later, it's still those three little letters that you see on your payslip. The Irish Daily Mirror goes with the horrifying incident that happened to that elderly brother and sister in Cork, and the headline on the Mirror is "Raider held a knife to my throat." Traumatised Mary O'Halloran has told how a masked raider held a knife to her throat in a terrifying burglary. The 84-year-old was attacked along with her brother Jerry, who's 79, after she went to check on him at his home in Cork on Sunday morning. The ordeal lasted an hour. I saw somewhere else as well where they cut the phone line too. Just absolutely frightening. But Mary O'Halloran has given an interview to some of the newspapers this morning. She's also photographed on the front of the Irish Examiner, and a quote from her: "Intruder was going to stab us if we didn't give him money." Absolutely appalling. The other story in the front of the Irish Examiner is the RTE player, which I'm sure a lot of you use. You may notice sometimes that you might have a problem with loading particular shows that you're watching. Well, we're told that bringing the RTE player in line with industry standards — apparently it's not in line with industry standards at the moment, but if you were to bring it in line with industry standards, well, that would cost tens of millions of euro, the broadcaster has said. RTE's head of public affairs said that an investment of several million euro would be a minimal requirement in order to bring the online player up to standard. Also, Ms. Flood, who is the, as I say, the head of RTE Public Affairs, has told the Public Accounts Committee that Operation Transformation, which obviously has faced a lot of criticism from advocacy groups, she says it's sponsored by Healthy Ireland, an initiative of the Department of Health, and €561,000 has been given to Operation Transformation via Healthy Ireland over the course of the past 2 years. The Irish Daily Star, Dudley Moore, and that's M-O Father R, and this is the storm that we're getting, sorry, one of the storms that we're getting over the next couple of days, because we've Dudley tomorrow and then Eunice is coming in on Friday, and the headline on the Irish Daily Star is that Dudley and Eunice are going to batter us. So I'm sure we'll have further weather warnings and more updated advice from Met Éireann about that. Now, I know a lot of debate here on News Talk yesterday about should children in primary schools or in schools in general be wearing face masks. Well, the Irish Times tells us that school children could see the end of face masks in class as early as next week if NPHET gives the go-ahead when it meets on Thursday. Thursday. The government and its public health advisers have indicated that the remaining COVID restrictions, including masks in schools, would be reviewed before the end of February. So we shall watch this space and see if masks are removed. As I say, it's an awful lot of, it's causing an awful lot of debate online and on radio. Some people think that it's very uncomfortable for children. They can't mix with their friends properly. They can't communicate properly. Others would say that there are still, you know, cases among school children, and should they be getting rid of the masks. Now, the shop that sold the €30 million lotto ticket is all over the papers today, including in The Sun, and I love how local this actually gets, because the owners of the service station that sold the €30 million ticket said they hope the winner is a Tipperary native. And why that's relevant is that Larkin's Gala service station is on the border of Clare, Limerick and Tipperary, so you might think that the owners don't care as long maybe as it's a local, but no, they're a Tipperary family and they're proud Tipperary people, and they told The Sun, we'll be claiming the win for Tip. So they're in particular hoping that the winner is from the Tip side of the border there. So we'll see. Obviously, usually, not always the case, but usually EuroMillions winners come forward, some don't. Maybe they won't bother. I don't know. I can't blame them for not coming forward. I would just go off into the sunset and you wouldn't even know you'd won the EuroMillions. Graham Norton is in a bit of hot water. This is in the Times of London. The BBC has had to defend Graham Norton and say that no subject is off limits when it comes to comedy after refusing to apologise for a joke that Graham Norton made about Ukraine. Commenting on Boris Johnson's visit to Kiev, Graham Norton joked, this week he flew off to Ukraine, or if you're watching on Catch-Up TV, he flew off to Southwest Russia. And some viewers complained that the remark was offensive and displayed a lack of sensitivity for Ukrainians. The BBC declined to apologise, though, and say no jokes are off limits. Now, a couple of final stories for you. One comes from the Irish Independent. If you're a fan of Bloom, well, there's good news, because Bloom is back this summer and it's going to enjoy a bumper year in terms of popularity. The Indo says that consumer spending on gardening reached €1.2 billion during the first year of the pandemic. So clearly Irish people loved their gardens, if they're lucky enough to have one, during lockdown. And so they're expecting demand for Bloom tickets will be absolutely huge. However, they're also expecting to cap the number of people who attend Bloom. So it's a bit difficult there. You might want to go, but you may not be able to. There are some early bird tickets available as well. So get in early if you want to go. I did enjoy Bloom. It was lovely. I actually preferred all the eating than the gardening itself, because they've lovely little food outlets there and it is a nice day out from Bord Bia. Final story comes from the Daily Telegraph, and I suppose we all have to think back to our school days and how did we address our teacher. Did you say Mr. or Miss, or did you say Sir or Miss? Well, apparently that's all gone, or should be gone, according to a big training session which has just taken place in the UK. The Daily Telegraph says that pupils should drop Mr. and Mrs. and refer to staff as teacher in an attempt to get rid of gender in schools. One of those who gave the training session is Dr. Ellie Barnes, who's chief executive of the charity Educate and Celebrate, and she's told teachers they should be moving towards a gender-free model in schools. So she told teachers, stop saying boys, girls, son and mother, and instead replace them with gender-neutral words like pupils, students, child and parent. And she said that the staff should be encouraging students to call them teacher or principal, followed by their surname. So it would be Teacher Beatty or Teacher Byrne rather than Mr. Byrne or Mrs. Byrne or whatever. We'll see if that flies in Ireland. Anyway,
this is News Talk.